It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Crime, murder, passion, escape. At the turn of the 20th century, the lurid details of a Pittsburgh prison escape by two brothers became headline news across the nation. Here to talk about this fascinating turn of the century story is Heinz History Center President and CEO Andy Masick. Andy, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Who were the Biddle brothers?
Ed and Jack Biddle were born in Canada, but they were living here in Pittsburgh around the turn of the century, and they turned to a life of crime. It's sad to say, but they became known as the Chloroform Gang because they had a habit of using this knockout drug, chloroform. They'd pour some of it into a rag, put it over their victim's mouth, knock them out, and then rob them. And the rash of robberies in Mount Washington and Pittsburgh finally led Detective Patty Fitzgerald to the Biddle brothers' door. And there was a shootout on the north side in Manchester in which a man was killed, and finally the Biddle brothers were apprehended.
But we probably wouldn't be sitting here talking about this based on the details you just described. There's much more to the story, and part of it has to do with the fact that apparently there was a movie made about this, of course, Mrs. Soffel, it was called, with Diane Keaton playing the wife of the prison warden who somehow gets talked into helping them escape. How and why did that happen, Andy?
Well, remember, too, it wasn't just Diane Keaton in this movie, but it was Mel Gibson's breakout movie. I think he was 20 years old or 21 when he made Mrs. Soffel in 1984. And the story
he's playing, which Biddle was it?
Ed Biddle. Ed was the handsome one that Mrs. Soffel fell for.
Right.
And that's, I think, why we remember the story today. The lurid details are titillating today as they were then. This was front page news in Pittsburgh and beyond. So these two handsome young burglars and robbers are apprehended. They're charged with murder. They're sentenced to die by hanging. They're placed in the Allegheny County Jail on Ross Street, and Mrs. Soffel dutifully goes to the prisoners. She brings them Bibles, reads Bible verses to them, and she falls in love with handsome Ed. She hadn't planned to do this, but as she talked to him daily, they form some kind of romance. Well, she's the wife of the warden of the jail. The warden's family lives right in the jail. She's got three kids right next to the Bridge of Sighs on Ross Street. The family of Kate Soffel resides. But she is determined now to help Ed Biddle and his brother escape. She smuggles in two-caliber revolvers.
Now, before we get to that, did this Biddle brother, was he as enamored with Mrs. Soffel as she was with him, or was he just using her?
It's hard to know. We think that he was really kind of a scam artist.
He is
probably manipulating her. She's probably 10 years older than he is. And she hasn't had any romance in her life in quite some time. She's a dutiful wife and mother. And when this guy makes eyes at her, she just falls head over heels in love with him. And together they hatch a scheme to escape from the Allegheny County Jail.
So what does she then do?
Well, she smuggles in those revolvers, and they figure out the schedule of all the guards, and they know who's coming and going. She tells her husband, Peter, that she's going to go visit her sister 18 miles away, and so she might get up early in the morning and, you know, don't look for her at breakfast time. He's in charge of the kids, and the revolvers get smuggled in, perhaps under her skirts earlier in the day. At the right time, the Biddle brothers shoot one of the guards, knock out others, drag three of them into a cell, lock them in it. Then they make their way through the jail, sneaking right past the Soffel residence, go through the residence and out the door onto Ross Street. They take a trolley, an electric trolley, and takes them to Westview. There, they head north on the Butler Plank Road. And along the way, they steal a sleigh, a one-horse sleigh. Now, there are three of them in a one-horse sleigh, which is just barely big enough for two people. So they're packed in there with quilts and blankets on top of them because it's a cold, wintry, snowy day, much as it is today.
And so how far do they get? And what happens as they are making their way in that one-horse open sleigh?
Well, they do spend 4 hours at a hostelry, a hotel along the way, where we think Ed and Mrs. Soffel go to an upstairs room. They want some privacy. Jack Biddle stays downstairs on guard. And 4 hours tick away, critical hours while they're up in the bedroom. Well, the detectives in Pittsburgh, Buck McGovern and Patty Fitzgerald, they want to get these guys back. So they've mounted a posse and they've used the telegraph to signal up to Butler that there could be fugitives coming their way. And they follow them. There's a shootout about 40 miles north of Pittsburgh in Butler County as the posse descends on the one-horse sleigh and the Biddle brothers and Mrs. Soffel.
So they were betrayed by their desire for each other, and they kept going and not stopped?
Who knows? They could have made it to Canada if they hadn't stayed for, well, a little amour at the hotel. But the posse was gunning for them, and these guys were outgunned. They had three guns by this time, the .232 caliber revolvers that they escaped with. They stole another revolver at a farmhouse along the way, but the posse didn't let up. Ed Biddle was shot 17 times, which coincidentally for you crime and violence buffs is exactly the number of times that Clyde Barrow was shot when he was killed. 17 shots. Jack Biddle was also riddled with bullet holes, and Mrs. Soffel, Kate Soffel, begged Ed to shoot her to death because she couldn't go on living without him. So he said, okay, and put the revolver in her cleavage and pulled the trigger and guns down Mrs. Soffel. Well, none of them die on the spot, even riddled with bullets, including Mrs. Soffel. They're all alive. They drag them to a jail. The two brothers die overnight. But
they drag them to jail, no hospital?
No hospital. They take them to the jail. They've got a coroner who comes in and says, yeah, they're still breathing. So they waited it out till the Biddle boys died. But Mrs. Soffel, they patched up. She's okay. This must have been the .32 caliber revolver, not a very big cartridge. And it doesn't pierce her heart. And she recovers very quickly. Visitors to the History Center today may well find the original sleigh. It was a Albany cutter, the one-horse sleigh that—
You have it.
We have it at the History Center. When the Pittsburgh Police Historical Association closed for business, they turned all of the artifacts over to the History Center. So you can see the Biddle brothers' original sleigh with bullet holes in it. And it was used in the original Slow Speed Chase.
Did they use it in the movie?
They didn't use it in the movie. It's in pretty rough shape. I mean, it's been in a barn for a long time, and the paint is kind of peeling, and the leather seats are crackly and alligatored. But you can see some bullet holes in it, and imagine Mrs. Soffel and Jack Biddle and Ed Biddle crammed in there under their quilts with the posse close on their heels.
So before I ask whatever happened to Mrs. Soffel, what happened to the guard that they shot?
The guard was wounded seriously in the hip, but he survived.
Okay. The Biddle brothers do not.
The Biddle brothers do not survive. And of course, now the salacious details of this love affair and escape are front page news. It's the trial of the century. Thousands of people show up for this.
And here's Mrs. Soffel perhaps wishing she had not survived.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? She's now incarcerated in the very jail that her husband is the warden of. Of course, he filed for divorce, and she's got that going on. She is convicted and serves for 2 years in the Western Penitentiary here in Pittsburgh. After that, she's flat broke. She doesn't have a family any longer. She lives in sort of a shady area on the north side where she becomes a seamstress. Some people say the women there ply other trades as well, not as reputable as tailoring. And then a vaudeville act comes to town and recruits her to reprise her role as Mrs. Soffel in The Biddle Boys, a stage production that reenacts the love affair and the shootout. And so she spends some time doing vaudeville, but it's not a very lucrative business, and she dies in poverty.
What a story. Definitely one that proves that crime does not pay. Andy Masick with the tale of the Biddle brothers and poor Mrs. Soffel. Andy, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
You bet.